Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are talking to Brock Holt. He joins us here at Red Sox spring training. He's not the star of the Holt family. I was hoping Griff was going to be up here. Where is Griff? He has taken over the internet. He's the star of the Holt family. Why is he here? He's not here and you're here. What's up with that?
He might still be in bed, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he likes to sleep in the morning.
So he's allowed to sleep in. Dad gets up and goes to work.
He sleeps in. He goes to bed a little later, I think, than normal two-year-olds. So
he's got a better swing than normal two-year-olds based on Instagram and Twitter. Does he know he's a star amongst Red Sox fans?
If you ask him, I ask him, you know, hey, are you famous? And he'll say, yeah, really, really famous. But he just repeats everything I say, so that's why he says that. But I don't think he knows how big of a star he actually is. But, I mean,
you're not going to put the pressure on him, are you? Like LeBron James, his kid's in high school, and he says, I can't wait to play in the NBA with him. You know, like he's automatically going to be an NBA player. Are you going to put that kind of pressure on your kid?
No, absolutely not. No, we took a hiatus from baseball for a while. He started out loving to hit and do all this stuff, and then he got into playing with cars and other, you know, probably normal, you know, two-year-old
Paw Patrol. Oh, yeah, my son's very into Paw Patrol right now.
Yeah, so we started doing that, and then we got back into hitting, and, you know, he lost a little hand-eye coordination in that time. So he'll run into one every now and then, but he swings and misses a lot more. I think he gets frustrated.
I got to say, I was a little disappointed when I saw him out by the field signing autographs with D'Angelo Ortiz.
Yeah,
a little early for that.
Yeah.
And could you say it's kind of tacky charging for his autograph?
We haven't started charging yet.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah, not yet. But you may have just put an idea in my head.
It's on the extra revenue stream. Why not?
Hey, when you show up here, do you think you're competing for a starting job?
Does it
feel that way?
I mean, you always show up wanting to play as much as you can. I think since I've been here with the Red Sox, I mean, my ultimate – probably if I had to choose, I would want to play second base every day. But since being here with the Red Sox, I don't come into spring training expecting to play second base. Because of Dustin Pedroia, and you know, last year he was out most of the year, but you know, this year he's come back. He looks good. He says he's healthy. He looks healthy. So we're hoping that you know that he's in good shape and can go out there and play second base. So I'm coming here and getting ready to do what I've been doing, and that's move around the field and help out whenever I can.
But he's not playing 162, I assume.
I doubt it. I mean. It's hard to play 162 when you're completely 100%. So I don't know if anybody on our team will play 162. But I'll get some games at second base, I'm sure. I'm expecting to move around again and help out when I can and where I can.
With Alex, do you know the day before? Do you know the morning of? The communication seemed like went pretty well with you and the other guys that were playing a lot of different spots last year.
Yeah, he's great with communication. He was kind of in that role where he didn't play every day, but you know, he moved around and played different infield positions, so he knows how hard it is. Just knowing that you're playing the night before is huge. You can prepare yourself like that. You can prepare yourself mentally. Like he'll tell Bogey if he's not playing, if he's played, you know, however many games, 10 games in a row or whatever at short, he'll be like, hey, you're not playing tomorrow. So Bogey can kind of shut it off and just kind of have the night to relax, have that come in knowing that he's not playing, and he'll tell me, hey, you're playing short tomorrow. So, and I can get ready, you know, that way. So the communication is huge. He was the best I've ever been around at telling us, you know, what's going on and when we're playing. He would legit tell me, hey, you're going to play second base on Tuesday, shortstop on Friday, like stuff like that.
And that's big deal.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's huge for guys who don't play every day. I mean, you can prepare yourself better just by knowing you know, what's going on and when you're going to be in there.
What do you do? Just drink less?
I'm not a big drinker anyway. So it just knowing that you're playing. I mean, your mindset is kind of completely different whether you're playing or you're not playing. I mean, like the guys who play every day, their mindset is always like, all right, like, you know, Mookie knew last year he was playing right field and hit leadoff every day. So he's, you know, he goes home, he does what he has to do, he comes to the field, he doesn't even have to look at the lineup. You know, he knows where he's playing, what he's playing. So they're always engaged, always ready. Guys who don't play every day, it's nice to know, like, hey, all right, I'm in there, so I can kind of turn it on the night before and know that I'm going to wake up the next morning and know that I'm in the game that night. So it's a huge help just to know. And that's something that we haven't really been used to.
How many of these starting second basemen in the Major League Baseball do you think you're better than?
I mean, that's a hard question. I have no idea. I mean, if you're in Major League Baseball, you're a pretty good baseball player. I feel like I'm a good player as well, and I feel like I can help out. You know, and I've been fortunate enough to be a part of some really good teams here and part of the team last year. So I feel like I could play a really good second base and do some good things with the bat, but that wouldn't mean I was here with the Boston Red Sox. So, you know, I'm happy where I'm at, and I'm happy to be able to move around and do some of the things that I get to do.
We were saying earlier, opening day might have 22 or 23 of the same guys this year that a year ago. You won the World Series, obviously. How do you avoid a complacency of, hey, you know, we won it, but it's the same group coming back? Doesn't happen very often, especially coming off a World Series.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that, because I've never come back from winning a World Series, and you know, I was with the team in 2013 up and down during the year, but didn't make the playoff roster, so I was at home watching the playoffs, the World Series. But like you said, we have the whole group back, and I think if you talk to anyone. You know, I've been here for a few days now. Everyone's, you know, anxious to get started, and everyone's mindset is to do it again. I think we all experienced what it felt like to be that last team standing, and we want to do it again. I don't think it's a one-time thing where you win it and then you're just like, okay, we won it, we can just chill now. You know, I think it's once you win it, you want to do it again and again. So, you know, we feel like we have, obviously, you know, pretty much the same group, aside from a couple guys, and you know, we're looking forward to it.
All right, one of the rewards you get for winning it all is a trip to the White House. And as a team, it's kind of a fun event. In the past, they've gone to Walter Reed, made a whole day of it. Do you plan on going? I know some of your teammates don't.
Yeah, I plan on going. I've never won a World Series before, so I think, you know, kind of the visit to the White House is kind of you know, a special thing where you get to go in and you get to see some things that a lot of people don't get to see. So I'm going to see the White House, and I'm looking forward to
Did you see when Clemson went and they got Big Macs? And
I did. I've been asked that before, and I said if that's the case, I hope Chick-fil-A.
that was the one fun.
I hope Chick-fil-A provides our spread. So hopefully Chick-fil-A hears this and can you know, if that's the case, give us some chicken.
Somebody
said sandwiches.
He wanted to do it, but there's none within like 50 miles of the White House.
Well, he's the president. Can't he fly it in for those waffle fries? Right,
waffle fries.
Fly those.
Yeah,
in.
No, it's worth it. Yeah. So I had Chick-fil-A last night. I took Lakin to a nice Valentine's dinner at Chick-fil-A. So.
Wow, did you? That sounds romantic.
Wow.
Better
romantic
than your dinner, Jerry.
Yeah.
Well, you splurged. You know,
I did.
I don't know how many people do what I do. I sometimes base on who I root for and root against on how often they show up at the Jimmy Fund Clinic and how they treat the kids at the clinic. I couldn't stand Manny Ramirez. He blew them off year in and year out. Tim Wakefield was just an unbelievable, you know, champion for those kids. You have stepped into that role like nobody else. I mean, we know Lisa Sherber. We see the tweets. We see the videos from the clinic. Is that something you did reluctantly at first and just kind of fell in love with it? I mean, it's become a big part of your time in Boston.
There was no reluctancy when I came over. I mean, you hear about the Jimmy Fund fairly quick. And when I got traded over here, I think it was his first spring training. You know, they bring the kids down.
Right.
And, you know, we hear about the Jimmy Fund and what it means to the organization and what we mean to them. And I've always just enjoyed being around kids. And, any way that I can help, you know, I want to do that. And, you know, I kind of dove in head first right from the beginning. And now I enjoy it just as much as, you know, suiting up for the Boston Red Sox. It's become a big part of me and my wife's life now. We're extremely close with some of the kids there, the families there. We become friends. I FaceTime with some of the kids. And
I assume you lost some friends.
I have. I've lost a few. But that's the tough part. You build relationships. You go in and you see them. You see them smiling. You see them happy. You see them kind of turning the corner. And then if you lose them, then it's heartbreaking. You don't want to lose anyone to cancer, but you see a kid pass away before their time. It's heartbreaking. And but just to be a part of what they've got going on over there, and just to be able to go to the Jimmy Fund and see what they do for those kids and those families, it's eye opening, and it puts things into perspective. And I'm very fortunate to be in a position that I am to be able to do that.
And they'll come down and make a trip to spring training, and you see the looks and the pictures that Lisa will send out, mm-hmm. Brock, with you and your teammates. I mean, it is life changing for a lot of these kids who get to come down here and see you guys.
Yeah, I mean, they come down for a couple of days and you get to go swimming, you know, sunshine, and you know, come to the facility, and you know, everyone goes out and sign autographs, take pictures, and just hang out. And it's a special time for them, special couple of days where they can kind of get away. So it's always a fun couple of days when they come down for spring training.
He is the dad of the star, Griffin Holt. He's Brock Holt joining us here. Brock, thanks, Ben. Go get you get to work.
Yes, thank y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.